Welcome to the Blessings of Christ on this 23rd day of May. And especially welcome Tony, our co-host. And we're so glad that you're here in vibrant spirits and feeling better. We want to report. We want to hear directly from you. And I would love to also hear from other people. We have been offering Christ blessings to you or your family, situations, friends, loved ones. We always love to get good news back. And this is a place where you come to hear good news. So we'd love to hear from anybody who wants to share their good news. And then after that, we'd love to hear from anyone who wants some good news, who wants a little better bump up on your faith, on your attitude about life, and help from our Heavenly Father about whatever may be going on in your life. So we're going to open the board for Tony. Hello, Tony, and welcome.
Hello, Glenda. So wonderful to hear you and be here with everyone.
Thank you.
You know, I actually, I did get some news. There was a CT scan last week, and I had a very brief meeting with my oncologist on Wednesday, and he said simply that the tumor was smaller in the latest image. There's only been two of the same type of imagery done, this CT scan. But this latest one, 2 months after, shows that that it is smaller. The tumor is smaller. So, you know, it's still an ongoing thing, and I'm even investigating new things, but I'm very much acknowledging this, the existing things that we're doing, certainly including all the prayer, which seems to be having such a powerful and beneficial effect. So I have to just gratefully acknowledge that. And I can tell, you know, it's one of those things you can tell it's a big process, you know. When you go through things, you can tell that you kind of shift from one stage to another with this. And so far it's been a couple of months, but, you know, I can tell in a positive sense that things are moving and that there's positive healing changes happening. But I can also tell that it's a lengthy process and that there's something with a great amount of importance and depth that, you know, from my own understanding, from my own healing, from my own growth, that are necessary in this process. So I can tell that there's a bigger process and a bigger plan that's unfolding with the whole thing.
Well, you know, Tony, you've really made a powerful introduction to something we need to expand on, I think, and that is that part of what's going on with you is discovering better ways to receive.
Yeah,
we don't really realize it, but we walk around in this life with an awful lot of defenses. And it's not that we've built them up out of negative ideas or judgment. It's just that, well, you kind of have to. You know, if there's mosquitoes, you wear a long-sleeve shirt. And that doesn't mean you hate the mosquitoes. It's just absolutely necessary, especially if you live down here.
Yeah. Well, and there is something that's so powerful that comes back to me across the years of all these different experiences, and certainly all of the great bits of insight and practical, workable spiritual wisdom that Yeshua is sharing with us and that you emphasize. One of the things that has really hit me in the last few weeks is just how important a phrase I've heard you and Yeshua use multiple times, the power of neutral. You know, that when we can just get to a place where we're not reacting or we're not struggling, just being present with whatever's going on. And just being mindful and presence, it has a huge, that alone has a huge, it's kind of like that opens the door for a lot of other things to happen, just getting to that neutral place.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard about the concept of allowance, the power
yes.
of allowance? Well,
yes.
that's what that is, and it's another way of receiving. Just think about your car. Your car will either, if it's in drive, it could only go forward. If it's in reverse, it could only go back. You put it in neutral, and then somebody can come and push it, or it could be towed. You see? And sometimes it needs to be towed to the body shop. But you got to put it in neutral to get there.
Yeah.
And, that's kind of silly. Analogy, but I think it does make a point because it's a real something that we all are familiar with. So, everything you mentioned is so relevant to what we all are going through. One of the things that we need to look at is that almost every situation down here on planet Earth, 3D, 3D reality, I'm not talking about spiritual, but the 3D reality, which our bodies are in, is complex. It's just complex. Yeah. It's multi-layered. It's complex. And it takes a little time to filter through the blessings. Another simple example of that, ultra simple, is if you want to take water and filter it, you've got to give it time to pass through the filter, because any good filter will have a density to it, and it will probably have layers that will catch the coarser particles and then the finer and finer and finer particles after that.
Yes.
And what you get on the other side is pure water. So you have to allow for the blessings or any kind of healing modality to address different layers. When you first, or any of us, I'm not saying you, Tony, but any of us, when we first go to an MD or a naturopath or physical therapy, or, well, let's just take physical therapy because that's more in the neutral zone. And I don't think anybody's going to argue that physical therapy is valuable. So we'll stay away from the arguable zone. But they're not going to have you, when you've got a strained back, they're not going to have you lift weights. They're just not going to. They'll start you on maybe the elastic, the rubber bands, where you stand and you work on your posture, holding your back straight while you pull the bands toward you. So that gives a way for your back to start building resistance without stressing or moving it. And as they get you through the different layers of rebuilding your strength, then they're still not going to give you weights, any weights to lift that your body would be affected by, but they may put you against a bar and have you lift weights with your arms. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? Is that anything that is a complex structure has to work through it. Now that I've said that, let's go back to the medical doctor, and he'll have a first diagnosis, which may be accurate with regard to a particular symptom. But once he gets into it, he discovers only at that time, because only at that time is are the tests revealing anything deeper. He couldn't have made a deeper diagnosis at first. All he could do, and that happened to you too, Tony. He couldn't make a deeper diagnosis without digging deeper into the wherewithal to examine.
Yeah.
So we go by layers. When we're down here on 3D Earth, we go by layer after layer after layer. But now, here's where prayer and love and your prayers and meditation really make a difference, because as you are surrounded by a cocoon of love and prayer that brings in the spirit of the Holy Spirit, as all of these good things are happening to you, this energy begins to permeate your body. It actually begins to, you know, we don't walk around every day with a cocoon around us. That's just not the way life happens on an everyday basis. But we are privileged when our loved ones and those who care about the outcome of our lives give their time, devotion, and attention to putting that cocoon around you. Well, then you've got a permeable force and an impenetrable force that is soaking into your body, and it's breaking down those layers so that whatever good things you're being treated with can have a better effect, can have a better outcome, and can reach the core of the problem. Now, it may not reach the core of the problem instantly. That is a variable situation. I know that there are sometimes when Yeshua would heal someone, and then he would say, now go and complete this by asking forgiveness from your brother. In other words, he would send them out with, he would send people out with assignments. And that indicates to me that the healing was an ongoing process that had to be completed at some other point. So, I think that this just gave me an opportunity to bring up points that apply to all of us. And it also applies to learning. Just, that's a really good parable. The parable of learning. How many times have you picked up a book? Let's just use a textbook again for neutrality. Back in college, you picked it up and you said, oh my Lord, well, this would be good for lifting weights, but what am I going to do with this thing? It's dense as a rock, you know. And the teacher said, well, just get started. Read the first paragraph. Okay, you did. You kind of scanned through the first paragraph, and then the next one was easier. You got through the first chapter, and you still didn't really know what it said, but you slept on it. You went back and read it again, and then it started to make sense, and then you read it again, and it was like, okay, it's tough, but I'm getting it. You know, how many times has that happened to you? Many, many, many times for me. Back when I was in graduate school and having to go through ancient languages, believe me, it took many times through. But here's another example probably most people in this call have had, and that is the many times you might have read Love Without End, and you didn't even read something until you'd been through it several times. So it wasn't that you were having trouble with it. You loved everything you read. I'm not sure everybody does. There are some people of different beliefs who have a little trouble with some things in it. But probably most people on this call are enthusiastic about what they read. But they didn't get it all at first. I go back to check every now and then. Just pick up a page. Well, more than every now and then, every few days, actually, is my every now and then. I'll pick up the page just to make sure it really is reading well, all the punctuations are in, all the spelling's correct. And I look in the page, and I said, I didn't know that was there. I know he said that, but I thought that was in another context. So, and by the way, this is one of the reasons Tony and I did that extensive index for you. I think, isn't it 35 pages, Tony?
I think 25.
Oh, 25. Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe it's growing. it's extensive at any rate, because a lot of subjects, Yeshua brought up in many different contexts. And you find it the first time, and you get excited. You say, I want to know more about that. But he goes on to another subject in that chapter. And so you've got the index now where you can go and look up that subject and find out where he's discussing it in other chapters of the book. So together, I think we did a really magnificent job, Tony. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're so welcome. Well, I was inspired because we'd had so many different webinars where you had really emphasized key concepts in certain lectures, and then that really got me digging into just going through the book and looking for keywords and phrases. And when I did that in both books, to me it was astounding. The way that you had been guided and assisted with the creative process in order to put those things together, and then the intelligence that was in there that allowed us to have this very revealing and evolutionary process that opens up as you just simply look at these different key phrases throughout the book. And so there's such intelligence in there, and with all of the great challenge in putting those books together, there's just such grace and intelligence that's in evidence, and you simply can find it yourself. And, you know, as brilliant as God is and as Jesus is, undoubtedly they knew the impact of that, the placement, the sequence, the way it unfolds. But it's just immensely, infinitely beautiful to go through it yourself, and I'm sure each one of us would have our own important and very valuable takeaways from going through any one of those keyword searches. And you can do that now in Love Without End just using the index.
That's right. And thank you, Tony. I appreciate that. But actually, you can credit Yeshua with how this unfolded, because you can credit me with being faithful to the conversation, instead of trying to intellectually regroup what he told me. I actually had the mental muscular strength to remember it as it was and let it unfold for everyone like a treasure map.
Yeah.
And that's really what it is. It's like a treasure map, and I didn't try to regroup and put everything on the heart together.
No, you know, it just seems as though it's just in there so intelligently. And you can thank him for that.
That's just brilliant.
I'm sure that it just has such an amazing flow to it, the way it unfolds. So at so many levels, the information is in there with profound impact.
Oh, yeah. And he is so gracious. I mean, he really is so, so gracious.
Yeah.
If I can think back, I had a really funny situation happen about a week ago. But my attention is all on this call, so my little internal messengers are not working. maybe after we go through a few more people, I'll get that little messenger, if it's intended to be expressed today. But I'm going to go on and open the line to Jerome. Hello, Jerome. So good to have you. Are you there? Jerome, you may need to unmute your phone because we can't hear you. Well, let's try a different phone. I see you dialed in on two different phones.
Oh, a different phone?
Yeah, it looks like. Okay. But you're there.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Welcome.
Blessings on our family and blessings on my shoulder to heal. And it's just minor, so I'll be okay.
Okay.
All
well,
right. Blessings on
nothing,
you and everything.
There's
and
nothing
everything
minor
you do and
about
you.
Okay. Well, Jerome, there's nothing minor about you.
Yes.
You're grand.
All
and
right.
Your grace is magnificent. And we always love to hear your voice and your smile. So thank you.
Oh, yes,
for
I'm smiling now.
Only
thank you.
All right. And
okay.
Stephen, I'm opening your line, and I know it's going to be great to talk with you. I hope everything is moving along well.
Oh, hello, Glenda, and this beautiful, wonderful community. Thank you so much. Yes, I just want to report the good news that my good friend Vanessa and Shane, you know, Vanessa's been overcoming lung cancer, really, really tough one, actually, and they've tried many, many different therapies over the last 2 years. And but this last one that they're working on is producing some incredible results. She's got lots of tumors in her lungs, but a lot of them have disappeared, and a lot of them are shrinking. And so that's just great news. And they're headed into a clinical trial. I think later this summer, hopefully. So there's, you know, I just want to continue to keep both Vanessa and Shane on this blessing, and I'm so happy that they're making some progress there. So, yeah, and then just a continued blessing for my own healing, and also a blessing for the smooth transition of Sacred Chocolate into some new buyers. The old buyers decided to back out, and unfortunately, there's a little dispute, and so it looks like we're headed into mediation and arbitration. So hopefully that will just pass over smoothly, and then we'll find the best new people to take the helm in the right divine timing. Yes, so blessing for that, and that's it. I've been reading this wonderful book. I don't know if you've heard of it, but it's called The Blessed Mother's Blue Rose of the Healing Heart. It's channeled by Mary Clarice McChrist. I don't know if you know her, but just some of the prayers in that book are just unbelievable. Unbelievable, the stuff
What's it called again?
It's called The Blessed Mother's Blue Rose of the Healing Heart. It's out of print. Used copies go for thousands of dollars. I managed to pick one up for $200, luckily, searching around on Amazon for a long time. But it's hopefully you could, maybe if you don't have a copy, you could find one. And every now and then one pops up used for a decent price on Amazon. But it's really something.
It's interesting you brought that up, because you may know that I have been researching worldwide for rare species of rose, because rose actually has the highest EM frequency of any essential oil. And I've come up with two very amazing ones lately. And I'm on the search right now for the blue rose. So wish me well, everybody, on finding the essential oil of the blue rose. And one of the things I did not know at all about what you were saying, Stephen, but I've always thought that that was her rose. We associate rose with the Blessed Mother. And I thought, wow, wouldn't it be great if I could find the essential oil? So far, I have not found it, because roses that are very rare don't usually get distilled, because, or if they do, they're very, very expensive. It takes about 4 tons of rose petals to produce 1 ounce of essential oil, just to give you an idea. So it's a big project, finding things that really, really will work and be economically feasible to someone other than a Maharaja. And that comment was not made off the cuff. The ultra, ultra wealthy in Egypt and the Middle East and ports into India will pay literally thousands of dollars per ounce for the essential oils they want. It's been part of their tradition for thousands of years. And they know not only the healing influence of them, but the actualization power of them and the magnification of life power of them. And, I mean, for them, it's just gold in the bank. And they will buy these rare oils and hold them for decades, passing them on to their children and their grandchildren, knowing that they will be going up more than rare wine. And if you've ever learned anything about rare wine, well, it's something I wouldn't buy, because you could buy a house for a 100-year-old bottle of some of the finest wines that's been stored. But that's the way it is with essential oil as well. And sometimes on very, very rare essential oils, if I'm given an offer to stock up, I will, because I know 3 years from now it's going to be twice as expensive. And that's the way it is. It's just people who really, really know and understand them know their value. And that's why we never, ever add anything artificial or synthetic to our oils. And we never combine them with seed or nut oils. Not because seed and nut oils are wrong. Actually, they can be very good, too, on your body. But they don't last long. Even olive oil will become rancid within a year. And jojoba, which is great for your body, will become rancid within a year. So it doesn't have the staying power. We have essential oils retrieved from the pyramids. They don't deteriorate. They are literally the lifeblood of the plant kingdom. And who knows how much goodness is actually in them. They've never been studied as much as they should be, because they've been worshipped by people who believe in them and paid fortunes for them. So I don't know when I might be able to find the blue rose, but I just wanted to say, Stephen, thanks for the mention, because it got me just all fired up again. I'm going to go see if I can find it.
That's great. It reminds me, I have a small amount of a very rare blue lotus essential oil, and I've had it for, oh gosh, over 10 years, and it's in a tiny vial that's, I can't get the cap off it anymore. It's on so tight. And, I think that's on purpose. I think I can't source the oil anymore. And, it's just this sort of mystical oil that I can smell it through the glass. So It's so amazing. And it like you said, the pyramids, this one transports me right into like the temples and the Egyptian pyramids or whatever. I am immediately transported. And there is something about some of these essential oils truly that, it does bring back like past life memories and things. I'm blown away always. And that particular oil that I have, which I cherish so much, I can take one little whiff and it will immediately calm me. It will immediately put me in such deep peace. It will immediately just everything washes away that's stressful in my life. So it really, you know, every now and then when it's almost like everybody probably has their own like few little frequencies of essential oils. And if you can tune into your particular frequencies for you, I highly recommend it, because it really is an incredible elixir.
This is true. And this is why I you have no idea how much work I had to put into getting all of these new samples ready. But we've got 25 samples now, because it's really important to try different ones and find the right one for you. And I know, you know, we only serve the best. We really do. And, the only way you can sample them is to get the real thing. and it just can't be inexpensive. But I brought them down to where anybody could afford to get a nice size little sample. Enough to, actually, it's half the size of a 1/6 ounce bottle. But getting back to what you were saying, Stephen, which is also very important, is that I have noticed that all of the blue flowers tend to have profound healing. We have one that's called true blue healing. And then there's blue tansy, and there's blue chamomile. And I don't think we have all of the blue ones ourselves, because they're all combined into true blue healing. Every one of the blue healing flowers that I know of, and that doesn't mean they're not out there, but that I know of, we put them in the true blue healing. And people do get just amazing, tranquil healing results from that. So that was a very good comment, and I'm just excited to find a blue rose. Just if rose is the highest frequency and we find the blue one, who knows what it can do. And so it's just something to be striving for and worth the effort. Okay, well, Stephen, you're on my list as always.
Thank you.
And we wish you all the best. And also, just remembering what you said, I want to say to everyone else, be on the prayer about your loved ones. Be on the prayer as I'm praying for you and them. You pray for them also, because it brings the vibration into a target point. And, you know, God's blessings are everywhere. The Holy Spirit is everywhere. Yeshua is with us all. But when we don't ask, we don't get. And sometimes when people are really hurting, that's when their faith is the lowest. And that's a tragedy. But they need help. They need help with their faith. So you be that help for them. Okay, we're going to open a line to Christopher. Hello, Christopher. You're on.
Hi, Glenda and everybody. I want you to know you haven't heard my voice in a while, and that's because I was in a course where I was during this time. It was hard for me to get on the call, but I've been listening to the recording sometimes more than once, and I want you to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that having that recording is such a gift, and it works. It really works. I do it in a certain part of my property where I live, in this kind of prayer to pagoda, like a little deck that we have with a roof and surrounded by trees. And every time I go anywhere near that area, I feel you, Glenda. I feel Christ. I feel the blessing. I feel the community. So I want to say thank you, everybody. You're bringing light into my life, into my world right here.
Right.
Even if I'm not
That's
on the call.
Right. And you know, Christopher, you have just magnified a point that I just got through making. And that is that God is with us everywhere. But we don't give him a target. Yeshua is with us everywhere, but we don't give him a target. And the same with me. And the thing is, the messages and the conveyance of the blessing are a form of energy transmission that is targeted toward you, but you've got to receive it. Which means you've got to make yourself that target. And then it comes even through the recording. And why wouldn't it? It's coming through atmosphere. Mm-hmm. It's coming through trees, mountains, earth, miles, maybe thousands of miles. It's coming through dust. It's coming through people in all kinds of states of mind, states of health, people who are favoring it and blocking it, and it still comes through. Nothing stops it. Okay?
Yeah.
But you
Well, thank you.
Nothing stops it, but you've got to make yourself a target point. So, see, that's what you've done, Christopher. You've created within yourself and in your location outside a target point. You've made yourself the equivalent of a TV set. picking, a TV doesn't have to be in the house. It can be anywhere. Just like you could take your cell phone to the beach or your iPad to the beach and get Netflix there. So you don't have to be in a particular place. You just have to have the target point receiver. And that's because the blessings are everywhere, but we don't get them. And I'll repeat this again that I've said so many times from the Apostle Paul. He told his church, he said, they were saying, well, we pray and we pray and we pray and we don't get what we pray for. And Paul knew, he knew them because he knew people, and he knows that most of what we speak is in generalities. Oh, Lord, I love you. Well, that's a great thing to say. Oh, Lord, I need you. Another great thing to say. But where's the target point anywhere in there? Where is it? Okay. Well, Paul said, yes, you ask not, therefore you receive not. I mean, those are in plain, unchanged words for a little less than 2,000 years. They're as much in the vernacular now as they were then. You ask not, therefore you receive not. You got to make yourself a target point. So, but you know what that takes? You know what it takes to be a target? Let me tell you, everybody, you got to be vulnerable. Is there anything more vulnerable than a target? I mean, really? Is there anything more vulnerable than a target?
Never thought of that way.
I mean, really, I don't want to bring anybody to tears, but this is part of the food chain. A coyote's hungry, and that little rabbit out in the forest is his target point. Is that little rabbit vulnerable? I'd say so.
Well, you know, Glenda, that's...
We're hungry. We go fishing. We cast our net. Are those fish vulnerable? I'd say so. But they still come around because they've agreed to. Okay, I didn't mean... All right, now you're on.
Well, I'm glad that you brought up vulnerability because as you were... Before you said it, I was thinking, you know, I want to share a prayer that I have and... It's a bit of a vulnerable feeling. And then you talked about vulnerability and how we need to be vulnerable. So a couple things. I want to ask for a blessing, but I also want to tell you, I just looked up the book that Stephen was talking about, and they do have two copies on Amazon.
Oh, really?
So anybody who was interested, I just looked it up while he was talking. Yeah, they're only $39 or $43, so definitely – maybe jump on that. I want to send out a blessing for you, for Glenda, for you, for your health, physical, emotional, everything. I send you prayers regularly, and I know it's been such a hard time, and I celebrate constantly hearing the revitalization in your voice, and I just want to keep you just receiving those prayers and those blessings for your health and your well-being and your revitalization. Yes, and then the thing for me, it's a personal blessing for me. I've been, in the last year since, I mean, really, right 2 months before I found Love Without End, this process started to happen in me of Christ coming close to me. And I didn't quite know that was what was happening at the time when it was happening until, I don't know, a series of things happened. And when I found Love Without End, the whole thing blew open and I understood what had been happening, that Jesus was coming close. And when I read Love Without End, this light came into me. I knew it in the moment. I saw it and I said, I'll never be the same. And I knew it. And the next day it was the same. I'll never be the same. And it hasn't changed in a year. All the doors have started opening, including, you know, going back to my roots of Catholicism and Christianity and healing the wounds that I had there, and also opening my heart to ministry and really thinking about how can I serve Christ in, how can I serve his church? How can I serve this creation, you know. Before he came to me, I had been in graduate school studying social impact, social entrepreneurship, social change. And I wasn't satisfied with any of the results that I was finding. And then I've been in the culture of Yeshua for an entire year, like nonstop and from every angle. I really mean from every angle, he has blessed me with his presence. I'm questioning, you know, I'm really looking for discernment about my own vocation and my own way of serving, where I feel this both, I feel this deep loyalty and love of the tradition and of the history. And also I feel when I talk with you and when I read the book, I feel the evolution and his presence alive right now. And I feel bold as significant and important to me. And I'm just praying for discernment about, for me, you know, what's my way of, I used to be a Reiki teacher and I knew that it was limited for me. I was a meditation teacher and it felt limited to me. And I kind of cut myself free of all that. And all of this starts rushing in from Christ. So I'm making myself available and I just want some help and support from the community and from Jesus and from God, just to keep me going towards the mission that I'm called to so that I can serve the church, serve Christ, serve humanity and the earth at this time. Thank you.
Oh, blessings to you. And I certainly hold that in the highest degree of positive spirit. And I know that it will be. I see it happening. And thank you for your blessings for me. They're working. They're working. I do go through my ups and downs, and that is very, very typical of the recovery process from losing someone you were so close to and so tied in with. It does come and go. It goes up and down. And then you add to that the financial burdens and challenges and the health burdens and challenges. So there will be some down moments, but I always come back higher than I was before. And that is the power of God, the power of Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, continuing to build higher and higher waves of recovery. And pretty soon I'll be back on the mountaintop. So thank you, Christopher. So very, very much.
Thank you so much, Glenda. I love you.
Love you too. All righty. And we've got... three more people we want to take on the call, and then we're going to get into our blessing. Tina, I just opened your line.
Oh, hi, Glenda. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
All friends and family on the call. I'm so thrilled to hear all this and all the synchronicities. I'm just blown away. I just ordered some blue lotus yesterday. I was thinking about blue and the colors for days. I kind of... crazy, crazy too. And also the connection with the pyramids, I felt so strongly too, and memories of it, and I was praying, I was just starting to buy, build one, you know, buy the parts. But I wanted so much more than that, you know, what I really wanted to get into.
Oh, sure.
And into that energy, of course, but it was also an answer of a prayer. I felt like I'm eating all the time. It's like, isn't there other food than food? What's you said before, you know, what's feeding you really, you know? Sometimes not physical food, right? And then it's like a few days later, it's blue right now. It's really feeding me. When I colored and was thinking of you, I thought you would be much more able to, you know, get the exact color you want, but I was mixing around and painting so much blue and dyeing fabrics, and I just got into it. And now I'm absolutely thrilled to hear about the blue rose. Oh, my God, I'm blown away. And I can't wait. And, yeah, and I really hope we're going to find this blue rose and soon. And now I forgot what I actually wanted to say, why I came on with about hearing all this, but it's probably not so important.
If it is important, God will still find it. So
yeah,
and that brings up another thing, and that is, everybody, you don't have to talk and ask for a blessing from me, because I'm not the one that gives the blessing. I'm a conveyor of the blessing. The important thing is you make a connection with your Heavenly Father. You make a connection with Yeshua. You make a connection with the Holy Spirit. And how everybody will have their own perception of what that is, what it feels like, what the connection, how you form the connection. Just like Christopher mentioned, he goes to this special place, and all of a sudden, his whole world lights up.
Yeah.
So whatever it is for you, you make that connection. And in that place of connection, that's where you ask. So you don't have to ask on the call. Asking on the call, the benefit of that is you allow other people to join you in the asking, or mm-hmm. you allow me to join you, or be a stronger conveyance of the asking. But you don't have to talk. And I know we have a lot of people who just would rather hold to their privacy. They don't really want their laundry hung out on Main Street. And I appreciate that. I really do. And if we had a private conference, I'm sure you would share a great deal more than you would on a public call. So, this is a time, though, where we're still connecting. And the connection among us as a community is a powerful connection. Just as Yeshua said to the apostles, he said, create the body. Create the body of Christ, and you shall all be as one person. So,
oh, yes.
This is what we're doing, and as one very large person, we're going to attract a whole lot more, and we're going to create more of what I described as that beautiful cocoon of love and light and blessings around you and around everyone. So, I encourage, by the way, anyone who's got $39 or so, what was it, Christopher, something like that? Tina?
Yes, hello?
Yeah. Did you buy it?
What, the book? The oil? No, the oil, I was talking about the Blue Lotus. Essential
okay.
oil.
Well,
No. I hope you're going to get it.
No, actually, I've got other more demanding priorities right now. I think I would like one of our community members to get it. I really do.
Yeah.
I think it would be a beautiful thing. Well, so somebody go get it. There's two there.
Yeah, I would definitely be interested.
Tina, you should get it. You really
should. Yeah, I would want to get it. It would so fit in right now with me and Mary.
It would.
The synchronicity is just, it's mind-blowing. I could talk for an hour now just talking about synchronicity.
Well, we can't, I'm sorry, but we can't let you talk for an hour right now.
No, I don't want to do that.
But
I'm just
I love
happy
it with you. I love you very much, Tina. I really do.
Thank you. I love you so much, too. And everyone, and I'm just happy to be on the call with everyone and connecting.
Oh, great. Okay, we're going to move on so we can get into our beautiful blessing. Susan, we want to hear from you quickly.
Hi, I'll make it quick. Hi, Glenda. Hi. Thank you, everybody, for all that you share. It means a great deal to me. I just want to say I had a tough week. My son's mother-in-law had been struggling with a food issue. She's a tough lady and had a lot of serious things, you know, going on with her. From the time she's young, she had scoliosis, and she's my age, and at that time treating it, I know I had a cousin who had that, was really difficult. But she came down with this gastroparesis, and she couldn't get on top of it. And she wound up putting herself in front of a train last week. I didn't even know she was suicidal. but apparently a year ago she was. And I'm having a tough time with it, so I can certainly use prayers for her.
So
and her name is Jane. So I would appreciate that.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
But
thank you.
What's her name?
Jane. Jane Siegel.
Jane.
And you know, I prayed. I prayed for her immediately. And what I came back was, she said, please forgive me, because there were some issues with my son, well, before they were married, and I knew what she was talking about, but I didn't even think about it. I just went to her, and I said psychically, I said, Jane, sweetheart, you are, I never held anything against you. Not that I'm a person who doesn't, because I do, but I loved her. I just, it was something about her I always loved. I said, so you don't even have to think about it. And that's all, really. Just the idea of not having sanity and really just, you know, being so disconnected. That whole thing touches my heart so closely. And,
I know.
That's all.
I know. Well, you're picking up the intense sadness she had just before she died. But now throw away that sadness and pick up the joy that she will be feeling now. Okay?
Yes. Yeah.
That's what you have to do. Because as you pick up that joy, you reinforce for her the joy that is now available to her.
Yeah. Yeah. I will. I needed to share that, and there's a lot of people on this call that I love, and I just needed to share that.
Yes. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And my prayers are with Jane.
Thank you.
I believe me, I've been up and down on the other side a lot lately with prayers for people who've passed. Okay. Now, Stormy, welcome. Hello, my loving friend.
Yes, Glenda, my connection to the Texas Blue Rose is the Blue Bonnet.
Oh, yeah.
What more can you say?
Well, I don't know if an essential oil has ever been made from the Blue Bonnet. I don't have a clue what it
is. I was asking Kathleen Wildwood if there was one, and it's such a faint smell to it, but
it is.
It's all over the roadside between here and Alabama, I believe.
I know.
It's there anyhow.
It's a blanket of blue, and I'm telling you, I have walked in fields of blue bonnets, and I was healed on the other side, so there's got to be something there. I mean, there's got to be. But I understand the sentiment, Stormy. Is there anything else you would like to say as a benediction for us before we go into our blessing?
Yes. An hour before the blessing call, I wish to dedicate my living flesh for the expansion of my soul.
That's lovely, Stormy.
There are things that I cannot do in my angelic realm, but that I can do in this physical realm. And
yes,
the challenge is there. I look down myself and talk to my angelic friends. You say, you see what I'm doing there in the flesh? Wow. I mean, we look up the angels and we go, wow, but the angels are looking down and going, you see what they're doing in the living flesh? Wow.
Yeah.
Blessings to you, Susan.
Blessings to you.
Thinking of you.
I'm sure she says yes, and thank you. She's not live on the call right now. But everyone is live in the heart of God. Everyone is live in the Holy Spirit. Everyone is live in the grace and the love of Christ. And this is what we call to ourselves now. In preparation for the blessing, take a very deep breath and exhale. And another, and exhale. And another more, and exhale. With each one, with each breath, setting yourself up for prayer, feel yourself inhaling the love of God, the beauty and the nurturing of life around you. And as you exhale, feel yourself giving of yourself into the world, into your fellow human companions, our community, and everyone you love, and giving your love back to God. We don't usually think about God desiring our love, but more than anything else, God desires our love. He desires our love so much that He sent His Son into the world to teach us how to love Him. He wants our love very much, and that is why Yeshua gave us only two commandments, to love others as ourselves, and to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul. God wants your love. So just feel it right now for a minute. For just a minute, let's do a special inhale. Inhale the love of God for you. Hold it, and slowly exhale your love for God. And feel the joy that you receive in return. Let's do it one more time. Inhale the love of God. Deep breath, pulling down deep in your being. And now exhale. Exhale as your love of God. If you need to think about the beauty of this creation, this planet, the stars, the universe, then do it. Whatever it takes, just imagine the enormity of this creation and how absolutely gorgeous, magnificent it is. And give back your love. Okay. Now, just be in a completely relaxed position. There's nothing to do except to be open. To be the target. Make yourself a target of love. How's that? We've put up lots of defenses against being the target of other things. Let's make ourselves the target of receiving. The target of receiving bounties. The target of receiving health. How about help? How about love from other people? How about opportunities to serve? How about ways of achieving your purpose in life? How about good health? How about healing? And how about forgiveness? Yeah, we all want to receive forgiveness. Nobody's lived a perfect life. I mean, even if you've been basically a good guy, a good gal all your life, you've missed some points. We all have. So how about making yourself a target for forgiveness? Okay? And then after you've received all that forgiveness, why not be a target for everything else? You see, that's how important receiving forgiveness really is. Okay? And that's why Yeshua sent his good friend, somebody who came to him, out to receive some forgiveness so that he could receive the rest of the blessing. You see, it does work like that. Okay, let's begin. I'm going to invite Yeshua in. Of course, he's already here. But in the spirit of ask and you receive, I'm going to ask him in. And while I do, you get in that place of just being the receiver. And then finished, you start your prayer. Beloved Yeshua, our brother, our teacher, our Lord, the one who has mastered all that we seek to know and experience and have and receive. The Son of God, glorious in all things, and yet humble, walking in sandals, being with us in human ways, that you can and did complete the bridge between heaven and earth and have invited us to cross over with you. Not physically in a premature way, but spiritually in all ways. We ask you to show us how to do that and to be the bridge for many to cross over, for many to open up to your beautiful light, your indescribable love, and your bounties of blessings. We come to your altar and we ask for everything you have to offer according to our need. As you taught us in your prayer, please do give us our daily bread and everything that that means. Whatever our needs are, please meet them. And please give us the grace to forgive and receive forgiveness. And to call forth the presence of God on earth. That God shall be alive and active in our lives. And not just a passive observer watching what we do, but alive and participating. Because we're alive and participating with our Creator to bring forth the most powerful, positive life that is possible for us. And in this outreach, we ask to have that most special impact upon our friends, our family, and our loved ones. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and rest and receive for at least 7 minutes. I look forward to being with you again next week, and I wish you a wonderful week. Bye-bye for now.